Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace is sufficient for me. Who are you? Who are you? Oh, I'm sorry. My name is Joseph. Joseph bar Jacob. Bar meaning son of Jacob. I am named after the patriarch, Joseph. You know, Joseph, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and then, of course, Joseph. I come from the lineage of David. You know this King David. He is the great king of Israel, the great king of Israel. And we come to love God as Israelites and to serve God. But you probably, I heard Zechariah was here last week, you probably want to know about the story, don't you? Am I right?
Yes.
I'm right, yes. Well, I am, as I said before, Joseph, I am a carpenter, like my father before me, who was a carpenter. And as a carpenter, we make beds, we make boxes, we make benches, we make stools, we make all sorts of things, troughs and ossuaries. You know what an ossuary is, don't you? It's a bone box. People's bones are put in an ossuary after their body has had time to decompose in the tomb. And then, of course, there are some bigger items we make, such as boats, even homes. We work it with wood, we work with stone, whatever we need to do. But my father, Jacob, his specialty and has become mine are plows. Our plows. And also the yokes that go on the oxen to pull them through. We are an agricultural society. And as we continue to make these, our name has become known, and at times we will make our trips down to other cities who need plows and agricultural type of things like yokes. We are well known for them. But we come to a time now when King Herod was the king. He was the king of all of Israel, but he was not fully Jewish as kings in the past, King David was. He was half Jew, half Greek. And as we went down to Passover one year, we went down and we celebrated Passover at the temple, and then my father, Jacob, he said as a sidelight, let's go down to Bethlehem, where you were born. And we went down to Bethlehem, and in Bethlehem, there was the Herodian. It sits 400 feet above the surface on a mount. It is Herod's palace. My father had a hand in building Herod's palace. But what really happened was the 8-day journey home. On that journey home, I was still a young man, just barely 20 years old, and there was this young lady. Her name was Mary. And Mary, I must say, I have known her most of my life, but for some reason there was something different about her. And I found myself spending more time with her as we walked along the road on this 8-day journey home. Well, when we got home, I said to my parents, Mary is someone I could marry. Well, in those days, you have to understand that we did not make the decision of who we married. It was our parents who made the decision. They were picked for us. But it's not a bad thing, because we have a say in it. My parents knew that I appreciated Mary. So my parents, my dad, went to her parents to talk to her. And as I found out later, Mary had, not in so many words, suggested to her parents that I might be her spouse. So after our fathers negotiated a little dowry, also negotiating the fact that our marriage would be a covenant, a binding covenant between families, not just two people, it was determined that this was a good match. And so we celebrated our parents, got together, our families, and our fathers gave us a formal benediction as Mary and I drank from the same cup of wine. And it sealed our betrothal. A betrothal. You know this word, betrothal. It is like your engagement. We were engaged. But betrothal is a stronger bond. In engagements, as I understand, you can leave at any time, but not a betrothal. It's like being married, except for you still live in separate places. Now, I have to say, I don't know how it works for you, but in our day, when you were betrothed, there were some couples who would consummate their betrothal, their marriage, before marriage. But I'm a righteous man, and I am not one who wants to be going against God's will for my life. I follow the law. I love the Lord. We would wait. We would wait. So as we were waiting, we heard that one of her relatives, Elizabeth, had been an old lady beyond years, had been deemed pregnant. And so Mary decided that she was going to go down to see Elizabeth. But when she left with a certain look on her face. I couldn't tell you what it was, but that there was concern in her eyes. She went down to visit her relative Elizabeth, and I continued to do some work, and we had an opportunity to take some plows to Bethlehem. And so going down to Bethlehem, En Karem was just a few miles away. I thought, I will go and surprise Mary. And so I went to see Mary at Elizabeth and Zechariah's house, and Mary sat me down. Mary sat me down. She came one morning, she had this concern on her face. She told me that she had been visited by an angel. There had been no angel sightings, no visitations for 400 or 500 years, and yet for Mary it had just happened. She said that the angel said to her that she had found favor with the Lord, that she was to bear a child, and that she would call him Jesus, the Son of God. She said that she asked the question, how could this be? I am but a virgin. And Gabriel said that you would be that you would become pregnant by the Holy Spirit. And she said she was now pregnant. She waited for my response with concern and love. I knew I wasn't the father. I was a righteous man, God-fearing. It tore me up inside to know that Mary was pregnant. In my wildest dreams, I couldn't believe that she was unfaithful to me. She loved me. She said she loved God. And she was with child. I mean, what would you do? The law demanded that she should be killed, an adulterer. She should be stoned to death. But I couldn't disgrace her. I loved her still. In my heart, I loved her. And then after time, I decided I would quietly divorce her. She would have to face what she would have to face. But she was no longer clean. She was no longer righteous. I went to bed a broken-hearted man. And then that night, at night, I had a dream. A vision, they would call it in the days of Ezekiel. A vision of an angel came to me, an angel of the Lord came to me, and I remember the words he spoke.
Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him a name, Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins.
If Mary hadn't told me of her visitation, I would not have believed that dream was for me. Do you understand? I couldn't believe, but then yet I believed. Who am I but a servant of the Lord, a servant of the Lord Most High? My heart on one hand was still broken, but on the other hand I was filled with joy, knowing God had given to Mary the Messiah, the one whom we've been waiting for, the one who is spoken for. For 400 years before, had been spoken. Do you know how hard it is to keep that kind of secret to yourself? The stares that Mary got, that I got, the disgrace we felt as she continued to become more and more pregnant, showing 8 months. People would walk away far on the side of the road when we came by. And yet in our hearts we had a joy we did not share, a joy knowing that the Messiah was in her. The Messiah. We knew that the Messiah was foretold years before, and most believed, all of us believed, that he would come on a white horse, a stallion, with a large sword, with the heaven's armies, and set the Israelites free from oppression once again, like King David. And yet, God, Almighty God, had chosen a different path. A different way to set his people free. Emmanuel, God called him. God with us. as time came, we had to take a census. And in that census, we had to go to our home, our family's home. And ours was, of course, in Bethlehem. Bethlehem. But Mary was very pregnant. It was only days, weeks maybe, before she would be giving birth to the Messiah. Can you imagine? Can you imagine the joy in our hearts, the anticipation of a son, the dread of it all, knowing that anything could go wrong? We made it down to Bethlehem. It was a difficult journey for Mary, being so pregnant. Difficult journey. We got down there, and we could not find a place that would take us in. Fortunately for us, there was a stable. Bethlehem. Imagine the swell of people coming for the census was packed. Yet there was a stable. We went to that stable. And in those hours, Mary began to experience what you call labor, and eventually gave birth to a boy. Ooh. Have you been at a birth before? It is on one side amazing, and on the other side it is just plain messy. I held him in my arms. Emmanuel, God with us. I began to wonder what it would be like to be the Father of God. Can you imagine this? To be a parent to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? Who am I but a humble carpenter? Well, I thought at that time that life would just go on. And then that night, shepherds came. They already knew that this baby, the son of mine, was the King of Kings, was the Messiah. They knew. They said angels had come and told them. And as they walked away, they were praising God. Oh, how it warmed my heart. Mary is one of those people you would call a deep thinker. And she pondered all of these things in her heart. She kept them with her. We were able to find a home to stay in while the census was being taken. I thought again, what more could happen? Life would be life. We would get on. And then there was a knock on the door. And these three astronomers, they called themselves magi, came in, and they had gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. These honored and studied men bowed down before this baby. Have you ever seen such a sight? I had not. But there it was. They worshiped and then they left. A long journey to see this baby boy. I thought again, we would get on with life. And that night I had another vision, another dream that told me we must leave. We must leave. For Herod the king was looking to kill this baby Jesus. And so that night we got up and we hurried down to Egypt. We were there for some time, and then another dream. I've had more angelic dreams in 3 months than I've had in a lifetime. They said in the dream, the angel of the Lord said that it was okay to go back up. To go back up, and so we left back up for Judea. We got up there, and Herod's son was in Judea, and we were afraid, and so we went, and we went back to Nazareth, where we met, where we grew up. Such a thing, to be chosen to be the Father of God. Can you imagine what that's like to serve? And yet to be required to be a father? So I did my fatherly duties. Mary began to teach Jesus, and then at the age of 5, we sent him to synagogue, where he sat before the rabbi with other children his age, memorizing the Torah. You know this Torah, right? He knew the Torah. He had this gift of being able to hold it tight into his heart and mind. Jesus was a wonderful child. He was able to love people in a way I had not seen before. He brought joy into the downcast soul. Of course, Mary and I had more kids, more children, more blessings. My quiver was full. 4 more boys, 2 more girls. God had smiled upon our family. And Jesus, he loved them. He watched over them. He nurtured them too in the ways of the Lord. I thought that I was teaching Jesus. And yet I think he was teaching me. I wonder what will become of his life. Will he ride a white horse into Jerusalem? Will he set the people free, become a great general, lead an army? Oh, I don't know. Such a tender heart as his. I just don't see it happening. But who knows? Only God knows what must happen. How will he set his people free? I don't know that story. But I think it's going to be a good story. That's my story. I just wonder how he will impact the world and how the world will respond to him. How can one child make such a difference in the world? I do not know. I do not know. I only pray to God that he does. God knows what will happen. God knows what will happen. Let us lift a prayer up to the God Almighty. God Almighty, we thank you and praise you. For you are the God of heaven and earth, creator of all things. And we ask that you would continue to protect this son of mine, this son of yours, that you have honored me to watch. Thank you, God, for the privilege and the honor. Thank you, God, for being God. Amen and amen.